Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, if you're one of the few that is continuing to watch the Portland Trailblazers suffer through this season, solidarity.
With me?
I watched.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we turned on Goonies, but we watched.
Both of them say never say die.
I beg to differ. I look at a 33 to 20 third quarter and I say, there was one that said die.
Nah.
Portland Trailblazers fall to the Rockets after a valiant first half. And look, again, we keep saying this. You look at growth, you look at strides, yada, yada, yada. This team is continuing to fight. And they have nothing to play for, but they got a lot of young bucks that are out there. They went with the rookie lineup yet again.
They don't really have a choice.
Only the third time in 50 years that a team has rolled out a lineup of all five starting rookies. And it's the Portland Trailblazers in back-to-back games.
The alternative here is they could start Moses Brown, who's not as good as WAP.
Don't do that.
So
Jabari Walker?
Who... Maybe?
Yeah.
You're going to start him over too?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
And then Delano is the one guy you need to have somebody come off the bench who can actually handle the ball.
What about putting two at the three and then Jabari at the four and Chris Murray?
And not starting Ryan?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think the reason you do this is...
Well, no, not starting Chris Murray.
Oh, not starting Chris. Okay.
Not starting Chris Murray.
Okay.
And...
You're going to start Delano?
No. I'm going to start Jabari Walker.
Okay, so you're going to bump Roops down to the two?
Yeah, and then we'll put... What are we looking at right now?
Good God.
Well, what are we looking at right now?
6'8" and a half, two guard?
Well, Chris Murray's 6'8".
He's 6'7".
Okay, so it's that big of a difference for you?
You look at those... Their lockers are right next to each other. They're built very differently. Like, Roops... Yeah. Roops is like a cartoon character. Like, it's watch the Blazers play, and you'll look down and go, who is that guy with the feet that look like clown feet?
But he is long.
He's so stinking long.
And he can defend.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm saying, ahead and do that.
But, I would definitely say start Roops, because being with the quote-unquote better players, it allows him to fit in a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And last night he knocked down three threes.
But this is us like squinting at what else do you do?
But that's what I mean. Like, yeah. it is like, well, you can start Bogey. He's like also technically a rookie. Even though he was on the team last year, he did not appear and he was on a two-way.
So we laugh because it hurts everything else.
But yeah, basically everyone who can rent a car other than WAP is injured.
The assignment yesterday was to get Houston closer to Golden State.
They did that.
Now Houston is just a half game back of the Warriors, and the Warriors are in that final play-in spot. They've lost two in a row. Six of their last 10 they've lost. They are in Miami. They go Miami and Orlando over the next couple of nights. And at that point, you sit there and you go, hey, owning that Warriors draft pick, pretty good lot in life if they are not even in the play-in anymore. I didn't anticipate Houston going on this run because they're, if you look at what they, they're 9-1 over their last 10 games.
They've won nine straight. And they're beat up right now. Jabari Smith Jr. was suspended last night for getting in a fight two nights ago. Alperen Şengün, their best player, is out.
But Jacques Landale is just balling out of his gourd.
Yeah, he had 15 in the first. He finished with 17. But yeah, it's certainly interesting what they've been able to do. I think they're taking advantage of teams that, I mean, you look at who Houston has played, and it's nobody. That's part of it. But you still have to take care of business, and they're doing that. And you look at both schedules for the Warriors and Rockets. The Warriors have an easier schedule, but the Blazers play the Rockets again. The Blazers play the Warriors, and they play each other, the Rockets and the Warriors. And you, so you could see them kind of swap here.
Are there guys in this NCAA tournament that we could see as being pieces moving forward? I don't really anticipate Portland using that Golden State pick.
I don't either, unless something... there's a guy that they love that falls.
Okay.
So a perfect example, Cody Williams is quote-unquote falling right now because...
he doesn't start on Colorado?
Because he's on a minutes restriction because he came back from an injury. Yeah. And so it was like, oh, no, he's like he's falling now. He's like 9-10 in the mock. And it's like, if he was there, maybe they go, we like that. Okay. But even then, just talking to the Blazers over the last couple months, I don't foresee them using both first-round picks unless they use both of them to move up if there's a guy that they really want. I think when it's all said and done, they will draft one guy in the first round, one guy in the second round. They have two second-round picks, too. Yeah. So they could – and one of their second-round picks is the 34th. So it's essentially another first-round pick.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
It's right there on the edge.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah.
Who are some of the guys that we're looking at in the NCAA tournament that could fit, you know, and we're seeing kind of their stock rise right now?
Yeah, you take a look at Tennessee, Dalton Knecht, who played at Northern Colorado before transferring to Tennessee. He's just an absolute bucket. Whether or not he scales up in the NBA or he can be a role player, so to speak, hard to tell, but you know he can score. And having a guy who's 6'7", who can put the ball on the floor, who can run your second unit or fit in. Because this Trailblazers team, it needs shooting. It needs shooting in a bad way. Look, Chris Murray figuring out his three ball is huge. Chumani Kamara figuring out his three ball is huge. But they need guys who can legitimately score. I love Jabari, but offense has to be run for him, and he needs to find shots like cleaning up around the glass, things like that. They've got a lot of role players that do everything but score. They need people who can score. I mean, look at the game last night. Yes, they're missing all their top offensive weapons, but they don't have any supplementary scorers. Could Roops become that in a couple of years? I think so.
Yes.
I'm very high on Repair. Can Chris become that? I think so.
I think what we're seeing, too, is like Tumani Kamara has become more confident in his lot in life as an NBA player. And there was a stretch in January where he was... It almost looked afraid to shoot.
Yeah, he was.
He was just burying himself in the corner and waiting for the ball to come around to him.
Yeah.
And you're starting to see that comfort is growing with him a little bit more as the weeks are going by. And I think that a lot of these injuries play a big role in it because somebody's got to shoot the ball, and he's doing it.
Yes.
But I don't know if he's going to be that guy who's going to be a bona fide scorer in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a guy that should be your fourth option.
Probably fifth.
If your
team makes sense, he's probably your. If he's starting, he's probably your fifth option,
fifth scoring option,
which is totally fine.
And he's a great, as long as he's a great defender.
Yeah,
boom, that's all you need.
I was listening to Locked On the way in this morning. Mike Richmond mentioned if he becomes Dylan Brooks, a guy who's so good defensively that you don't really care about his offense, that's a great outcome for him. I want him to do that without being evil.
Yeah. Without being a...
I tweeted this out last night.
Can I just say we need a bad guy?
Yeah, look.
Who's the bad guy?
Absolutely. But I tweeted this out last night. Tumani Kamara is chaotic good. Dylan Brooks, chaotic evil.
Yeah. I want an evil guy on the team, though.
I don't... But there's different kinds of evil.
Well, not Dylan Brooks evil.
Yeah, no, like...
I always say, every fan base that says, oh, I hate him, if he was on your team, you'd end up liking him.
No, I would not.
Yeah, I think you
would. Dylan Brooks and Pat Beverley are two guys that I 100% would not want on this team.
I think
there is
well, on this team, no.
On the Trailblazers.
On a contending team,
you would.
No, I wouldn't.
I
think you would.
They crossed the line for me.
The mental gymnastics you would pull, Danny. No. You would stick that landing and everybody would be like, wait, what? No. And we'd pull this audio from March 26th, 2024. And you'd be like, well, 0%. Material changes. He's done a lot of growth over the last couple of years. If you look 0%. At what he's done, it's not really been that bad. You would. You 100% would, because he would be Portland's villain at that point. You would.
No.
You would. I know people, you. I know
said,
you.
People said that about Carmelo Anthony. Oh, you'll like him in Portland. No, I don't.
You thought, Danny, you stick the landing on USC's offensive line's not going to be that bad. The Vegas Raiders, they're going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
No.
Those are the teams that I fan out about. Those are the ones I allow myself
you
to get caught
up in. You
would
find a way to love one of these a-holes.
No.
You would. You're squirming right now because you know it's true.
Trust tree, I would have welcomed Draymond Green to be paired up with Damian Lillard in Portland. And I own a Carmelo Anthony Blazers jersey.
No.
So,
do not want. But yeah. Draymond I would have been fine with.
Yeah.
I would have.
See?
100%. I advocated for it.
Yeah, it would have been. Every great team has one of those wild cards on it.
But those two in particular, I want nothing to do with.
Yeah.
100%.
Kind of want it to happen.
Interestingly enough.
Now I want it to happen.
Speaking of prospects in the NCAA tournament, ESPN released their latest mock, and given he has the Trailblazers at 5 taking Donovan Clingan, the 7'2" big man from UConn, which I was like, that's different because I've seen him between 10 and 14.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.